KRMG Morning News with Dan Potter joining us live from Washington, Oklahoma Senator James Lankford. Good morning, Senator Lankford.
Good morning to you as well.
Your initial reaction to the president's Oval Office address last night?
You know, I think he gave a very common sense statement. He focused a lot on technology and tried to open up the lens kind of for everyone to be able to see this is not just about fencing. This is about technology. This is about personnel. This is about additional judges. It was a larger perspective because so much of what everyone's talked about is just the fence portion of it. So he opened that up and said there is a problem that we have. We do have criminal individuals that are coming in and not just folks coming into work. So we got to be able to figure out how to monitor this.
And in the meantime, he will meet with congressional leaders again today at the White House. He is continuing the talks. It's not as though he's turning his back on Democrats.
No, he's not. And that's been the frustration in December. A lot of people don't know this, but about December 22nd, 23rd, the White House put a proposal to Chuck Schumer and said, how about this as a proposal? Chuck Schumer said, we'll respond back to you tomorrow and give you a counteroffer to that. Actually, the 2 days later, Chuck Schumer's staff came back and said, we're not going to counteroffer or negotiate until Nancy Pelosi is speaker. So we're going to refuse to negotiate for all of the end of the December. That's why the president kept tweeting from the White House, I'm here to negotiate. I'm ready to go. Future Speaker Pelosi was in Hawaii having vacation and Schumer refused to negotiate. So this could have all been resolved in December, but they wanted to extend this into the new year. And now we have this great frustration trying to be able to resolve it now, very close to the deadlines.
Is allowing the shutdown and continuing the shutdown a good strategy for the president?
Well, he has said since last summer, he is not going to sign an immigration or any kind of spending bill without some sort of reform dealing with immigration or with border security. And so this is not a surprise to anyone, I would hope. For 7 months, he has said it over and over again, I'm not going to sign an appropriation bill without additional security. Democrats, I think, have tried to call his bluff, and he's told everyone he's not bluffing. He's not going to do it. So the main focus is now getting everyone into the same room, getting the negotiations done, because this has a dramatic effect on those federal families. Those folks that work for the federal government and do day in, day out, they deserve to be heard in this process, and they deserve to be able to have their ongoing job. They're doing a good job, whether that be TSA or on the border or Ag Department, wherever that may be. They need to continue to be able to do their task and feed their families.
Of course, Friday would be their payday, likely not going to get a check. What does your gut tell you about how long this might last?
This could really be solved in 45 minutes, as the president said last night. We just don't seem that far away. Nancy Pelosi has said she wants to do zero for any kind of border security. The president has said do about $5 billion. There were offers made in December of a little over $2 billion. The previous amount was about $1.6 billion. Again, I throw all these numbers around, but it's just not that far away. And I don't understand why this couldn't have been resolved in December. There were several Democrat senators that I negotiated with directly that were open to doing some border security areas as well. This is doable in this task, but this has become a personal issue for Nancy Pelosi to say as the new speaker, she's not going to allow the president to have anything on border security. And I just don't think that's where the American people are.
Just want to touch on base on one other topic. The House yesterday introducing a bill to require universal background checks on all gun purchases, including online and at gun shows. It'll likely pass the House and be sent to the Senate. Will you support it?
I have not had the opportunity to even look at it before, but I would be surprised to be able to support a gun control bill coming out of the House of Representatives at this point. It's often not what is just said in a press release, what's in it. It's actually in the details of what it actually means and what's actually in it. And I'll have the opportunity to be able to read through it in the days ahead and to see the rest of the details in it.
That's a caution we get from our Washington insider, Jamie Dupree, all the time about the details in the bill. Senator, thank you.
You bet. Glad to be able to visit with you.